Hey, this is John Gruden, Super Bowl 37 champion, listening to the Jim Bob Show. Come join me.
Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about you love that one, huh?
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize the sky's always fallen in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah, I know.
And we are back. It is the Jim Bob Show game day edition. And Jim Bob, you think about this, the Super Bowl, it is a global destination for fans. They come from everywhere. And it isn't just the fans of the teams that are playing. Fans of football will come in there in a great time. But the setting, certainly game time is always great, but the setting in the city makes up a big part of that vibe for a successful Super Bowl weekend. You have attended many of them in some of these key cities. Some cities get multiples, like New Orleans. It's been there a number of times. Some sort of one-offs, like Detroit, right? Like, would you ever do that again? Talk a little bit about your favorites and what you think makes up a great Super Bowl city.
Well, I will tell you, I have attended a lot of Super Bowls, and I thought that last year's in Las Vegas, everybody told me it was going to be just, you know, this colossal, you can X this out, you know, show. And the reality of it was, I thought that Las Vegas was the best Super Bowl because it was, the accommodations are out there. You got 150,000 hotel rooms. I mean, like, for give you an example, the contrast, one of the worst Super Bowl experiences ever was Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh my gosh.
And the Jacksonville, Florida, why? Couldn't get any hotel accommodations. One, two, they had to bring in, you know, the cruise ships to accommodate fans because there wasn't enough hotel accommodations. So they docked cruise ships to house the visitors, and the city's infrastructure in Jacksonville couldn't handle the influx of the people. And then, hey,
and the top restaurant, if it's Applebee's,
right,
you got your
right. Well, and then, you know, while we're on, let's start with crappy. It's a shorter list. Detroit. Okay.
Oh,
2006. I mean, despite the city's efforts to revitalize the city, and, you know, you and I were there for the draft. And yes. So, hey, let me tell you something. What you need to know about Detroit. In February, it's cold.
Well, you mentioned efforts. Don't ever confuse activity for accomplishment.
It wasn't a vibrant feel. It wasn't a vibrant atmosphere. And then while we're at it, let's just jump on Minnesota too. And it's, guys, I'm not just jumping on the Democratic ran cities, okay? But Minneapolis, it's a harsh weather conditions there. I mean, the challenges are the freezing temperatures. So the fan experience just sucks.
If you're going to lure people down there, and let's face it, it's an aspirational ticket experience. You have to spend 100%. A certain amount of dollars to go there, and the people have other choices. They could be doing other things, and if you make it a city you wouldn't want to go otherwise, yeah. I think...
Listen, on my vacation package, I'm not going to go, oh, let's rush over to East Rutherford, New Jersey, and guess what? Then we'll roll down to Indianapolis, and then we'll run up to Detroit, okay? I mean, I do like to go to Jacksonville, but I mean, you know, there's other criticisms of places that...
Why did they do it, Jim? Is it like these cities are owed it because maybe they're on some sort of a list, they've been waiting for years, and now their number comes up and they get to be the host city? Is it something internal with the NFL?
I think that what needs to happen, I do. I think that the owners get together and go, well, hey, it's your turn, Ralph. You know, why don't you do it here in East Rutherford? Or like, or hey, you know, Dixon, you know, let's go ahead and use it your place at Tampa. I think there's some of that. I think the NFL should basically, I would tell you, if the NFL said, hey, we're going to have it at, you know, these are the four locations. They're warm weather, number one.
Gotta be.
You gotta have accommodations for at least 100,000 people. Okay. That's why Vegas is so great. I mean, look at all the rooms, and it's spread out. Reason I'm not looking forward to New Orleans, and I've been to like the last five or six Super Bowls in a row, is that it's 13 blocks of Bourbon Street, and it's highly congested. Okay, I've been there for the Sugar Bowl a number of times, and I love New Orleans when there's not an event going on there. I love it. I am not a big event guy going to New Orleans. It's just, it's very congested in my opinion. I'm just giving people the real deal. Now, I don't want to get beat up by some New Orleans politician. Say, hey, man, I heard you talking about my tab.
They know who they are.
Yeah. I mean, but I tell you what, it is very congested. And people thought that was going to be the way Vegas was. It was, to me, Vegas was just the opposite. I didn't find it was as congested as everybody talked about. We came in, you know, we didn't spend a lot of time there. We came in the day before, stayed, did the Super Bowl, left the next day. You know, I'll tell you what's getting rough. I mean, and this is rich people issues, but you know, this year,
you mention private jet parking?
$10,000, man. They want to charge us $10,000 to drop us off, you know, event fee in New Orleans. So that kind of, that was one of those deals. So for example, when we go to the Masters, you know, we go to, I don't want to tell everybody this, but hopefully, you know, you guys are flying private jets. You know, I always fly into South Carolina because it's only an hour to the Masters. We drive in, there's no event fees. You know, we can leave and come whenever we want to arrive. And so versus try to get a slot in. And, you know, with all this traffic flow issue and the congestion of, you know, the airways and airports, we just go an hour out and drive in. And so you generally don't have, I'd have to look at what other capabilities we would have to do that in New Orleans. But, you know, $10,000 just to land.
There has been a lot of people saying, you know, whether it's different sponsors or vendors or people that are just experienced with this, that even though New Orleans is a city that has an identity of fun and festivities, and even though it is relatively warm and they've hosted multiple Super Bowls, there's a lot about it. Maybe it's the predatory nature of like the local authorities or whatever, is that it's just not. It's not a place that people are super excited to go.
Yeah. I want to back up a second to make sure any listeners, I don't want to get a bunch of texts like we did last time about this rich people issue. I want to remind everybody, hey, I'm an orphan kid. And when I was living with my aunt and uncle and we were living in their little crappy house after a year and we got dumped on them when they were 70. And Bud is that we were living in like every Jeff Foxworthy joke was about our house. We had the coon dogs. We had the motors on the porch. We had buckets of oil. We had a saddle and a blanket hanging up from the roof. And I mean, we were really Jeff Foxworthy jokes. And he comes to the breakfast nook and he goes, well, kids, now I'm about 9 years old. Okay. I'm orphaned off and I'm nine and my sister's here, my little brother. And my Uncle Bud goes, well, kids, I got us a new house. And I'm nine and I'm so excited because we're living in this piece of crap. And I'm like, a new house? When do I get to see it? And he goes, they're driving it down tomorrow. So I'm not taking any text messages about rich guy crap. Hey, this is all Jim Bob May, baby. So, yes, we got a $10,000 problem of going in and getting dropped off at New Orleans. Well, guess what? We earned that. But the reality of it is that you were talking about is that, hey, I don't want to go to Detroit. I don't want to go to Minneapolis. I don't want, you know, I don't, Jacksonville, I want to go there non, you know, Super Bowl because, listen, I don't want to stay in a tent. You know, and I don't want to eat at Applebee's necessarily. I'll tell
nothing
you.
Against our fine friends at Applebee's.
I like Applebee's. Are they a sponsor? If they're not a sponsor. I'm just talking about, listen, I'll tell you what. If these restaurants down New Orleans start sponsoring us, I will be so nice. I have about, and I will tell you, I've got about 20 list of places for people to go eat in New Orleans. And that's going to be our next segment in the fact that, hey, New Orleans is a great city to go visit. I'm not exactly sure how excited I am personally to go to New Orleans for this type of event. I've been there for the Sugar Bowl, same kind of mess, I'm assuming. So I think our next segment, we're going to talk about all the cool things to do when you do get to the Super Bowl and the parties, and especially New Orleans. And then we're going to talk about things maybe not to do so you don't end up in jail or stuff like that and so forth. But we'll get that next segment.
And everybody is going to be enjoying the Super Bowl. So many people watch it. And if you're going to enjoy it in New Orleans, we'll talk about that. If you're going to enjoy it at home, of course, the undefeated flavor of El Bandido Yankee, the official tequila of game day, is going to be right there with you every step of the way. A quick break, and we'll be back. It's the Jim Bob Show, game day edition.